Throughout his years as a licensed therapist, Chris Swenson has been helping many people overcome challenges that most of us would have never been able to face. There have been many cases regarding all forms of abuse, traumas, suicides, deaths of loved ones, murders of one's children, and many more cases that would make your skin crawl. In most of these cases, he has found a person who, despite facing such treachery while in the grips of life's burning fire, have found a way to cope with life and continue pushing on. These people are the true rhinos of life. It's as if the blacksmith of life had put them in the fire and hammered away. From this hammering has emerged a powerful inner armor of strength, wisdom, and resiliency. That armor is what he calls the rhino mentality. Darkness will pour out of its black rain, soaking you in negativity, breaking down your mind and body, seeping into your very soul, leaving you feeling uncomfortable and in a psychological pain. The one thing that protects you from the cancerous effects of darkness's black rain is the armor of a rhino mentality. This podcast is all about developing that armor. So without further ado, your host, Coach Rhino, Chris Swenson.
Hi, this is Coach Rhino, Chris Swenson. Welcome to the Rhino Mentality Podcast, coming to you from Rhino Mentality Headquarters in Sterling, Colorado. Before I get into today's podcast, I want you to be aware that the Rhino Mentality website is now up and available. So check it out at rhinomentality.com. Also, be sure to drop your email in the subscribe form so that you can get access to the Rhino Mentality newsletter. And if you haven't already, find the Rhino Mentality podcast on iTunes, download the episode, and subscribe to the podcast. Also, if you like what you hear, leave me your review of the podcast. All right. Well, on today's episode, I'm going to play you a clip of me discussing the 9 pillars of a rhino mentality. You ready? All right. Let's roll the clip. Today, I want to talk to you about the 9 pillars that make up a rhino mentality. These are 9 items that all together is what can develop or make up a rhino mentality or mindset. These are things that aren't that you can just talk about or get an understanding of. These are things that you need to live. You need to breathe these things. You need to make these a part of who you are each and every day. So on this podcast today, I'm going to talk about these pillars so that hopefully you'll gain an understanding of them. But the real challenge, the real joy from these is going out and living them every single day. Now, before I get into the 9 pillars, there's an understanding that we've got to establish first. We've talked about support beams in other podcasts. Okay? Remember support beams. This is where darkness or evil of a world infiltrate us and get us to act weird and we feel weird. Now, it's also the area that we can develop our awareness and management with. Now, remember, SBEAMS, support beams, is an acronym for S being support, B body, E emotions, A actions, the M mind, and S being spirit. Now, we also understand that when darkness is seeking to seep in, what it's going to do is cut us off from our supports, cut us off from our spirit, and then squeeze on the beam. It gets us to feel intense pain in our body. It gets us to experience some really intense, strong emotions. Puts pictures and images and thoughts in our mind that are harmful and destructive, which leads us to take actions that lead to a defeatist and a destructive world. Now, we can defeat it at the support beams level when it's there. But when it gets deeper into your psychological core, when it becomes a part of who you are, when that darkness or that evil, when I talk about darkness, think about it. What kind of parts could it be? Depression, anxiety, fear, doubt, hate, anger, any kind of negativity. That's what I'm talking about. When those things saturate into your support beams, you can see how that feels. But what's even more difficult is when those things begin to seep into your psychological core. It embeds in you, it roots in you. And it begins to get you to feel as though that is who you are. If you'd look at pillars of a darkness mentality, you would find, like I quoted, depression, anxiety, fear, doubt, hate, anger. I mean, we could go on and on. Just negativity, violence, whatever it might be. All of those things are nothing but the pillars that if they can get embedded in you, will hold up a defeatist, destructive mindset. That's the goal of darkness. The goal of darkness is to create the defeatist and destructive mindset. Destructive to you, destructive to others. When this stuff seeps in, it gets you to act and react in ways that creates destruction, failure, and pain. Because you continued, it's embedded, and it is continually flying you. Now, the nine pillars of a rhino mentality. The rhino mentality is all about the opposite of that. Rather than a defeatist mindset, it's there trying to create a winning, successful, and healthy mindset. Now, the nine pillars that I'm going to talk about are what hold that up. In other words, if you can embed these nine things in you, make them a part of who you are, allow them to uproot in you, allow them to guide you, allow them for them to fly you, you will then fly towards the land of championships, of winning, of learning, of growing, of being able to make a difference in the lives of other people. You bring light into the world rather than defeat and destructiveness. Okay? Self-leadership is the key to being able to do this. It's the culture that's inside of you. Why do you do what you do and why? What do you believe in? What matters most to you? What kind of person are you? You know, when you think about in locker rooms and in sports teams all across the country, there are people that when you go there, they'll talk about, when you're here, this is what it stands for. Let's take a look at Michigan, for example. When you go to the University of Michigan, and you're on one of their sports teams, what does that mean? What does it mean to be a Wolverine? What do we stand for? How do we act? How do we behave? What do we do? Leadership creates that culture. Organizations can be the same way. When you're a part of this organization, this is what it means. So you identify with these things. That's what these nine pillars need to become. Your self-leadership abilities is going to be your ability to indoctrinate yourself with these nine pillars. The more you can live them, the more you can embed them, the better you're going to be. All right. Now, I'm hopeful that you have an understanding of that. Because the main thing what I'm trying to get across is that a mentality or a mindset is kind of like an operating system in a computer. And what is your operating system? Why do you do what you do? What gets you to do what you do? When you don't have to think, it's so automatic, you just behave this way. And you believe that that's who you are. If any of darkness's programs or pillars have been embedded in you, then that's not who you are. Just because you've been depressed or you've failed or you've had a lousy time in your life, and you always fail. And, you know, I've had people come to me many times and say, Chris, what happened to me? I mean, I used to be, like, you know, really tough. And I could stand up for myself. And now I'm just this wimp. And I'll tell them, you're not the wimp. You're not. I mean, I get it that you feel like that. But that's not it. You're still you. The difference is something happened in which darkness has hacked into you or your operating system and has now got you to believe and running the show like you're a wimp. The truth is you're not. That isn't you. That's darkness. Through self-leadership, you can re-emerge and re-indoctrinate yourself with some better, more powerful beliefs. That's what these 9 pillars are. Beliefs. Values. Okay, so now, the 9 pillars of a rhino mentality. And they're in no particular order. Not one doesn't mean that one is any better than 9 or whatever. It's just how they came out. So number 1, purpose and passion. And I know there are 2 of them, but hey, I wrote these and that's good enough. They're both on the same level, right? So purpose and passion. Think about it. Purpose is our guide. It is like a GPS for us. Words to describe purpose would be ambition, aspiration, determination, desire, direction, goal, intent, and motive. Now, passion is that drive or fuel that we can use to fulfill our purpose. Essentially, it's the fight and fire in us. Passion can be described as affection, fervor, fire, intensity, spirit, and zest. Now, the opposite is what darkness wants to do. It doesn't want any direction in your life. It doesn't want you to have that fire in you. It wants to dim that light, dim that passion, and have you going all over the place, because its goal is to do what? Feel defeated and create destruction. When you live with purpose and passion, you can lead to successful, winning, and healthy mindsets and relationships. Now, number 2 is excellence. Excellence is not about perfection. It isn't. Excellence is the commitment to constant learning and growing and perfecting your art. Excellence is greatness and high quality. Like I said, it's not about perfection, but rather it's working toward greatness. On the opposite end with darkness, obviously to get to a defeatist mindset is one that is fixed, one that is limited, that doesn't want you to learn or to grow. It wants you to feel like you're a failure. Perfection sometimes can be part of darkness. Excellence is not perfection. Excellence is working to be the best that you can be. Number 3. Team. The understanding that there's power in numbers and that we can accomplish much more if we work together. No one person is better than the team. Team also means to be of service to others as a teammate. The essence of this pillar is to seek to live a team-oriented life. If you really want to know about team, then watch the video of Bo Schembechler's speech, The Team, The Team, The Team. Or go out and visit with the Navy SEAL about living a team life. And you'll learn the idea. Defeatist in darkness, what it wants us to do is to create one of solitude, one on our own. It isolates us, doesn't want us to work together. We can be much better if we work together. We can grow to further heights if we work as a team. Number 4 is responsibility. Now, responsibility, this is a hard one for many people. Here's a description. Okay? Responsibility is like taking accountability for your choices and responses to life. Okay? So responsibility, again, is taking accountability for your choices and responses to life. I mean, remember, we're not responsible for everything that happens to us. But we are responsible for dealing with what happens to us. You see, it's your choices that can get you in the mess. And that can feel tough. Like, wow, look what I did now. Man, that was really bad. But realizing that it's your choices got you in, then your choices can get you out. Whereas if you blame other people or blame other things or circumstances, then you have to hope that the other people and circumstances change for you to feel better. Part of responsibility is not living a victim mentality. A victim mentality would be that of defeatist, the destructive mindset of darkness. Accepting true responsibility will give you the power, rather than giving it away by blaming or complaining. So think about it. If you just start blaming and complaining, that would be at a support level. You're behaving like a blamer or a complainer. But when it embeds into your very soul and into your psyche, that's when you are a blamer and a complainer. Okay? So accepting responsibility is a challenge to that. We don't want to blame. We don't want to complain. No, we accept responsibility for what we did, and we'll learn from that and move forward. Now, number five, resilience. Resilience is weathering the storms of life. It's not quitting or ever giving up and staying in the fight. Words that can describe resilience, I'm talking about flexibility, adaptability, durability, creativity, thinking out of the box. All of those mixed together can make up what I feel is true strength and power. So to me, resilience can go further than that, though. It also consists of tenacity, courage, determination, grit, fortitude, perseverance, and resolve. But it's also about healing and recovering while you're growing and learning. Number six, wisdom. Being a rhino is not about going around plowing through life demonstrating your toughness. It's not. Rather, it's about being smart. Think about it. If there's a fence in front of you, see, here's what I look at. It's not about arrogance. It's about smart and wise, not playing the fool. Okay? If there's a fence or a barrier in one's life, you know, I'm going to find my way around it or over it or some way. If I've got to plow through it, dang it, I will. But I don't go around like, oh yeah, there's a barrier. Watch me. I'm going to plow right through this thing because I'm tough and I can. So you plow through this fence and go, see, look how tough I am. I don't want to be that guy. I'm going to be the guy that looks about 10 feet over and says, wow, there's a door there. I'm just going to go through the door. It's not about being a wimp. That's just being smart. There's no need to go plow through something if there's a door. So wisdom to me is about being smart. Now, over our lives, our bodies and minds are going to break down. But as long as our spirit has accumulated wisdom, then we possess true power. So words that can describe wisdom is like discernment, enlightenment, knowledge, poise, prudence, reason, and understanding. Number seven is faith. Now, faith, as it most people look at it, is faith in a higher power. That one's quite simple. Many of us understand faith in a higher power. However, it's not just about faith in a higher power. It is about belief. About faith or belief in your abilities, your teammates, and your community. Such kind of faith consists of acceptance, allegiance, trust, confidence, dependency, hope, and loyalty. You see, when you're up against a difficult time, it's faith in your abilities, faith in your teammates, faith that you'll find a way. Get an idea of what the defeatist, destructive, darkness mindset might be here, huh? Gets you to believe that you don't, that you lack. That you lack the abilities. You don't have the confidence. Right? No. You need to be a person of faith. And as I talk about, this isn't just faith in a higher power. This is faith in you. Faith in your teammates. Now, number eight. Number eight is what I call strategic action. And I had a hard time coming around with the term for strategic action. So at some point, I'm going to reserve the right to alter and change as we go through with these. But at this point, the term is strategic action. But this is what it is. It's kind of a little bit of a quote here. Some people want it to happen. Some wish it would happen. Rhinos make it happen. See, I'm not just talking about taking action, but rather it is action that is conducted with tenacity, speed, precision, and controlled aggression that all comes from a place of morality. Essentially, it is getting the job done no matter what. No excuses. Such action is creative, it's opportunistic, but it never violates the laws of morality. It is doing the right thing when the right thing is needed with no delay. To me, preparation and practice are vital, because luck is where preparation meets opportunity. So you see, a rhino is the person that's going to take strategic action. They're ones that understand the purpose and the passion, and they're going to go full force. They're going to come with that tenacity, speed, precision, and it will get the job done. The opposite is you can look for the defeatist, destructive, darkness mindset. It would be one in which you're slowed, procrastination, failure, giving up, quitting. Or sometimes it can get you, like I talked about in the beginning, to lack purpose. So you lack that goal. You lack that specific part. So you're driving with strategic action and you're plowing through stuff just like a rhino would, but you're plowing in so many different directions that there's no direction at all. Sometimes darkness can get you that way. Number nine. Number nine is an important one to me. And the reason why it's important, well, I'll tell you what it is first. What it is enjoyment. Number nine, the ninth pillar is enjoyment. And why it's important to me is because many years ago, I'd always hear that my Grandpa Marvin would tell people that life is to be enjoyed. You know, you need to enjoy life. I sat around like, man, do you see what goes on in the world? Man, life hasn't been quite enjoyable for me. Well, after my grandfather had passed, it wasn't too long after that I think there was a 2x4 smacking me over the head in a spiritual sense, and suddenly I understand it now. I really do. But enjoyment is that ninth pillar. Enjoyment is the pure delight in living life. Because you see, every pillar to this point is virtually serious all the time. But this pillar can balance the rhino. And what I mean by enjoyment would be words like amusement, entertainment, fruition, fun, gratitude, happiness, joy, laughter, love, pleasure, recreation, and relaxation. You see, it's about to enjoy your life. That's the whole point of adopting a rhino mentality. It's not just to be, look at how mentally tough I am. I can take on anything. It's not about being like some superhero freak. It's not that. It's about dealing with the difficulties when you need to deal with them and then get back to enjoying life. Or, taking the attitude a rhino might have, I don't care how bad the day is. I'm going to enjoy it anyways, just to tick off darkness. Right? So you see, enjoyment to me is something we need to do to balance that. That's laughter, it's joy. So what do you think the defeatist, destructive, you know, the darkness mindset would want for you? Well, obviously it's to feel lousy and not have any fun, and maybe it's to be serious all the time and be one of those workaholics, right? If you're going to be a workaholic all your life, what does it lead to? Destruction in relationships and destruction to you. That's the idea. Take a look at your actions. Take a look at your behaviors. Is this leading to something that is successful, empowering, powerful, and healthy? Or is this something that's leading to feeling defeated and more destruction in your lifestyle? Then you can get an idea of which one's kind of running the show. Now, to wrap this all up, I went through and described the 9 pillars of a rhino mentality. And I went through them fairly quickly. You know, and over time, you'll be able to read through the book a little bit more. I may focus on some other podcasts specifically in this area. But part of this is you've got to live it. You've got to breathe it. You can't just, yeah, I understand that you need to have purpose and passion in your life. I understand that. No, no, you need to live it. Breathe it. When I take a look at strategic action, think about that one. Yep, I understand that you've got to work hard and you've got to be opportunistic and think out of the box. And, you know, you need to really get at your work and whatever it might be in your life. You go at it and give it 100%. I get that. But you need to do it. Like, people can have an understanding. That's not a hard time to, yeah, I know what that is. I tell people all the time, most people know what they're supposed to do. Most people get an idea of what they're supposed to do. But actually doing it, that's a different ballgame. So to me, these 9 pillars are something that you need to write them down. I hope you wrote them down. If not, go back and re-listen to the podcast again and take out a notebook. Write them down or listen to it over and over and over again. Whatever you want to do, you need to just indoctrinate yourself with these 9 pillars. The 9 pillars that I put here, they don't just come because Chris decided that he just wanted to throw together a whole bunch of words that sounded great and, hey, just love this. Now, these 9 pillars to me have come from over the years working with people that have overcome difficulty. Reading about success, reading about people that despite the odds, overcome, continue to persevere, those that actually do enjoy life. There are certain traits, there are certain beliefs and values that they have. And for me, I've just put this together over the years to narrow it down to some 9 simple pillars. This is a start. Take each one of these pillars and find a way to incorporate it into your life today. Or the option is continue to engage in the defeatist destructive mindset that's been embedded in there by darkness. The choice is yours. But today, start today to indoctrinate these. Live them. Breathe them. If you want to understand what excellent means, get on Google. Study it. Learn it. But you need to not only just learn, but you need to act it as well. Well, there you have it. After listening to today's clip, I am hopeful that you now have a clear understanding of the 9 pillars of a rhino mentality. The 9 pillars mean a lot to me. These are things that I work each and every day to embed into my mindset as well, so that I can be more efficient and enjoy life much more. Now, I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I mean, it is my aim to ensure that each and every podcast episode is clear and concise enough for you to understand and implement immediately. So, if there was anything that you weren't quite sure you understood or something you'd like to know more about, please let me know. I do care deeply about helping you face the darkness in your life. And my hope is that this podcast episode provided you with some ammo in your fight. So drop me an email, chris.s@rhinomentality.com. Also, subscribe to the podcast. Check out the website, rhinomentality.com. Drop your email in the subscribe form to get the newsletter. And if you're interested in receiving coaching services, where you'll be working with me one-on-one to help you fight the darkness in your life, then send that request in an email, chris.s@rhinomentality.com. And in closing, my favorite quote from the movie Lone Survivor: always remember, no matter how much it hurts, how dark it gets, or how far you fall, you are never out of the fight. Coach Rhino out.